This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know what's sad for me is I didn't relax my hair, and I'm still doing the same shit you do. So what the fuck happened to me? You know what I mean? Like, you have brain damage. That's clear from the relaxer. But me, maybe I'm just fucked up from the beginning. That's even worse.
Maybe since, you know, it all started with a lube.
maybe these lubes, these various things I was using to jerk off were apparently also frying my brain somehow. Yep, there it is. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another phenomenal episode of My Mama Told Me, the podcast where we dive deep into the pockets of Black conspiracy theories, and we finally work to prove that logic is Black in the same way that McDonald's is serving us chicken. You know what I mean? Those chicken nuggets ain't really chicken, but you can imagine how chicken existed inside of the space that is the food that's being served to us. Same thing's happening with logic and his Blackness. I think it's pretty clear that somewhere in there was a Black relationship of sorts, but now it's mostly just pink sludge that's being served up to us with a lot of depressing anecdotes wrapped around it, you know? I'm your host, Langston Kerman, coming in misbehaving as always, coming in hot, as I used to say, and I'm happy to be here. It's a beautiful day here. I'm still trapped in New York City. I say trapped because I'm terribly unhappy here, but I'm going to be back in LA soon, and I'm going to be back in my apartment where Wi-Fi works perfectly, and an apartment. I live in a home, and my wife and my child are there, and I won't have to be so sad all the time. Anyway, my guest today, she ain't sad. Not even a little bit. And she had a harrowing story that I hope she tells us more about when she gets on the recording. But that's neither here nor there. She's not sad because she's hilarious. Super talented actress, comedian. You know her from all kinds of shit. So funny. Please give it up for my guest, Bianca Cristobal. Yeah.
Hey, I'm dancing.
Hell yeah. You're lying. But
I'm lying.
That's not for the people at home to know. I won't tell.
Hello, Langston. Good. I'm good. I'm happy I made it. I'm so sorry I was late. I was late
because I
almost got kidnapped at a gas station.
Why? What happened at this gas station? What was the entirety of the incident?
Well, I was just getting gas and I'm getting my gas and I'm listening to podcasts. And then I turn and I see a guy trying to get into my car. So, you know, as a half white woman, I started screaming and then somebody helped remove the man from my car.
Did he like get in the car and he was like, "Drive, bitch. I'm trying to go to Third Street." Like, did he say what his plan was getting in your car?
He didn't say what his plan was. No, he was very coherent. Maybe he thought I was his Uber, you know? Maybe, I don't know.
Well, I did he get in the front seat?
Yeah, the front seat. Not the driver, though. Not the driver's seat. The passenger seat. So that was interesting.
I don't think anybody gets in the front seat if they... if they think that's the Uber, they're not like, "Are you my Uber? I want to sit next to you."
I used to before COVID. I would sit in front.
You would sit in the front.
You never sat in front.
That's truly psychopathic behavior. That's like jail worthy behavior.
Before COVID, it was normal.
I don't think so. I don't think at any point were any of your drivers allowing you to sit in the front seat because it was normal. I think they were allowing you to do it because they're underpaid and just need the rides, but it wasn't because they were like,
they wanted their 5 stars.
Yeah, this is a perfectly normal decision by a healthy person.
Well, I feel sick in a car, so there is reason for it. So if I'm sitting, sick. Yeah.
So sitting up front sort of alleviates some of that.
Yeah, it makes you feel like you're more in control, which is illusion, obviously, but.
Okay. Well, I still think it's nutty, but I respect that this is you trying to manage what otherwise might be you barfing in someone's vehicle.
Yes.
Look, we don't have time to talk about your crazy front seat behavior anymore because you came to me with a conspiracy theory that I think is going to be, it's going to be a great conversation. I'm very excited that we're digging into this and I won't delay it anymore. You said, "My mama told me."
Hair relaxer was created by white people to brainwash black people. It's all about the chemicals getting in your brain.
Correct. And my
Please,
mama would
tell
know
me everything.
She's white, so she's part of the conspiracy.
Oh, your mom is white, and therefore,
my mom is white, so she knows. You know, she gives me the. You know what I mean?
So let's start from the beginning. Because already we're accusing your mother of disastrous things. Where did you first come upon this conspiracy theory? Is this of your own making or is this one that you've heard?
No, it is on my own making. But with that said, it's based on another conspiracy, which I believe is true, which is that relaxers are extremely dangerous to women and men, and they can cause cancer and they can cause all kinds of stuff. And obviously, who's using relaxers? Only black people. So, you know, there is my conspiracy theory that I actually believe in. And then off of that, I built my own, which is to brainwash us.
Whoa. Okay. So it started at what sounds like a level of real research.
What sounds like a level of real research.
Yes. Yeah. You were like, no, this is an actual found thing that I know to be true, or at least believe to be true. Yeah. And then you were like, and I bet they doing some brainwashing shit. In the
exactly.
Okay. Exactly. What do you think? Let's follow this train because this is very exciting to me. I don't know how familiar you are, but I love a good toxic take on most things. So help me understand. What do you think they're intending to do with this brainwashing? Like, is it a specific type of brainwashing? What's their goal here?
Well, I think, first of all, we have to go a little bit back. So imagine, like, you use these relaxers since you're a little girl. Like, the first time I used mine, I was probably like 10 years old. So it starts very early on.
Okay. So just to be clear, you are a veteran in this game. This isn't just a person.
I used to do it. And then I stopped when I was a teenager. And then, you know, at the same time, I also, you know, I kind of woke up too many. And stuff. So, you know, you see the coincidence there? I stopped using relaxers and suddenly I became a real black person before I was quite whitewashed. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, so for years, if I'm understanding you correctly, for years you sort of were were working not, let's not say against, you were working not necessarily in favor of sort of like your Black identity. You weren't sort of like treating that as like the way that you identified. And then in taking the relaxer out of your hair, you started to see yourself more as a Black person.
I think something like that. Yes. It's not as simple, but yes.
Okay. Like it wasn't the relaxer itself that did it, but it played a part, maybe. It was a part of a longer growth in your life. Okay. I've long maintained this conspiracy, and I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this. I do think that white mom sometimes plays its part in the way that people identify themselves, mixed people specifically identify themselves in the world. Like I'm also biracial. My dad is white. And I think white dads play far less of a role in the way that you like sort of like see yourself as, like, I never at any point saw myself as anything other than a Black man. And I think it's because having a Black ass mom makes you sort of feel that way. Whereas a lot of the people who I know who have white moms struggle more with, oh, this is how I identify. This is where
you,
I see myself.
You know, it's funny because I used to think until right now that it was a matter of being a Black girl and having a Black mom. But now, you know, from your point of view as being a Black man, having a Black mom and having the same experience, you might be onto something, you know? Whoa. I thought it was the whole thing about mother, mother, father, father, but you're proving me wrong. So that's interesting to me.
Damn. All right. Yeah. Well, this is
I love it. I love them. Yeah.
Let me ask you this. So was your mom the one that was encouraging you to relax your hair?
That's also very complicated. So my mother was the one who definitely encouraged some bad stuff, but I think the hair relaxer, she didn't necessarily encourage because it's expensive, you know, and we didn't have money. So she was like, no, you shouldn't be doing that, you know, because like, it's, you know, it's bad for your hair. So she actually did not completely encourage that. No.
Okay. So she was on the side of the justice you eventually found.
Yes.
Without you knowing it.
With that said, the reason why I'm saying it's more complicated than that, because she's a blonde woman with beautiful, long, blonde hair that I always wanted to have, right? Looking at her, I'm like, that's what I, you know, you're my role model. That's what I want to achieve, you know? And I was also looking at Beyonce, and I didn't understand back then that, you know, that's all fake. I thought it was her hair, and I just couldn't, my brain.
Ain't her hair. That's a whole wig that lady was wearing. Blonde roots are not naturally that color and certainly not growing out of that scalp.
Exactly. I would look at those magazines in this, you know, in that hair place where I would go to, and I would be like, I want to look like Beyonce. Why don't I look like?
Okay. So you're wanting to look like Beyonce. You're relaxing your hair. You're trying to emulate to some extent your mother. At what point, what happens that sort of like wakes you up, shakes you from this sort of like...
I can tell you exactly what happened. So I was going to France and I was so excited to spend my summer in France. I'm like 16 years old and I'm like so ready. And I've been like saving up and like I've been excited. And I, you know, go to the place to get my hair relaxed, you know, by the way, by a Black woman. I just want to stress it out. I want to stress out, I was a Black African woman. I want to stress it out because I want you guys to know that I trusted her. You know, I had so much trust in her.
Okay.
And she relaxed and it looks amazing. I look like Beyonce. It's absolutely wonderful. And I go home and I start touching it, you know, and swinging it back and forth. And then suddenly I realize that like my hair is falling off. And I'm like, oh that must be still probably... from, I don't know, you know, you make excuses when you're desperate. So, and I keep like touching it and more hair is falling off and more hair is falling off. And then I realize, oh, I'm losing my hair. This bitch burned it all down. Like, I'm going to be bald. So by the time I made it to France, I was basically bald. And I had to wear scarves and
And when we say bald, because I want to be clear, when you say bald, I assume there were still long strands hanging on and then just...
the sides. It was really burnt on top. So I looked like, you know, I had a mullet. But like, so, like, you know, those like middle-aged men who are like losing their hair, but they want to save it. Like that was
yeah, me. George Costanza. You had a real like Larry David, George Costanza.
Oh yeah, Larry David. Yes, that's what I looked like. Mm-hmm.
Fuck. That is tragic, especially if you went in and pointed at a magazine of Beyonce, who I assume is not bald under there. I don't know what her natural hair really looks like, but I'm going to go not Larry David.
Yeah, no, that was heartbreaking. And in the summer, dude, in the summer, like in the winter, you can hide it, but in the summer, you cannot hide it.
So you hurt, you show up, you're bald in France. Which is a great film, by the way. Bald in France, a lovely film that I'm hoping to produce this summer. But you're bald in France. What do you do? Do you shave it all off? Fully commit?
No, I am doing the middle-aged guy thing. I'm trying to preserve the last remaining.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, of course. I can totally, by the way, I can totally rely to sympathize with men who lose their hair, like, you know, from that experience. Yeah, you know, I don't.
Yeah.
It's no
Were
joke.
You then thinking this will never grow back? Like, I'm going to have to like trump this shit from now on?
Oh, wow. I didn't think that. I was very much in the moment. I was thinking I am bald now and that's a problem. I wasn't thinking like 2-3 years from now. I was wearing a lot of scarves. When people ask, I think at some point, you know, I'm 16 and I was so mortified. There was also like a level of embarrassment that I did the relaxer and this happened to me. I cannot even explain. It was like a level that I would rather tell people that I had cancer than to admit what I've done.
Cancer.
Did you say you have cancer?
Well, cancer is a hero's journey. That's somebody fighting through something. You volunteered to have your hair turned into a horseshoe. That is, that's a fool's journey, if nothing else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So from then on, I was thinking about it. I had the whole summer to think about it as I was putting my scarves on my head. And I was like, who would come up with a product like this? Like, why? Why would you want to risk this? Why would you want to do this to women? Mm-hmm. Like, why? Like, that product is evil. It burns your hair.
And so you're sitting there, you go, who would come up with such an evil product? Who would want to hurt women exactly. So bad? And then you put your hands together in a triangle form.
And I was like, Nazi yeah. Germany.
And you said, the white devil is the only person I can think of who would be this evil. Is that where we're at?
Absolutely. First, they convince you that you need to have straight hair. And then, you know, they'll show you a path of evil to achieve it.
And is their plan to just make you less? Because I guess this is circling back to the original question. Is their plan with this brainwashing and sort of their evil misdeeds, is it to just make you less Black, to make you feel less confident? What is the ultimate goal of their dastardly efforts?
It is 100% to make you feel less confident, to make you feel powerless in this world, and to make you distracted because you're so worried about your hair, you don't have time to worry about other things in the world.
Whoa. Like, sure. I can't work on climate change if I've got to keep combing over, you know?
Exactly.
Like, we could have resolved what's happening to the polar bears if only. Weren't sitting with like these massive bald spots from the severe.
Yeah, we would only have electric cars in this world if it wasn't for
relaxers.
For relaxers. Wow. Yeah.
This is devastating news if true. I don't know that we can necessarily prove it yet, but I'm excited to be following this journey with you because it seems like the white man is the root cause for all things terrible. And that's really the major theme of this podcast. Again, I don't know how familiar you are, but we truly walk away from every episode and we say, fuck you, white devil. And that's usually the end, I think. So you're right on track. You're doing great.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I just bring back memories.
What's the chances, emotional. Before we go to break, this is the last question I ask. What's the chances your mom's listening to this? Is she a big fan of your comedy? Where's she at in all of this?
My mother doesn't speak English very well. So I am fearless in everything I say about her. And
great.
And my childhood and all that.
She's perfect. Just, you know. So there's no chance she's going to throw this into Google Translate. Mm-hmm. And even if it does, it's going to be mostly unintelligible afterwards.
Yes, exactly. I have no fear.
Perfect. Well, then we're going to keep talking shit. We're going to come back after this break with more Bianca Cristobal and more My Mama Told Me.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
And we are back.
Honey, we don't say the N-word around two-year-olds.
Bow, yeah. We're back here with more Bianca Cristobal, more My Mama Told Me. We're still talking about the possibility that relaxers were used to brainwash Black people by the white devil. This is the conversation we're having. Do you think it's all relaxers, or are there like specific ones that are like especially cooked up by, you know, white witchcraft, as it were?
Well, I'm very excited for this particular research, because we already know that most hair, you know, most hair companies that Black women use are not Black owned, right? So we're very interested to find out if these relaxing, you know, these relaxers are owned by Black people. And if they are not, I say all those that are not owned by Black people are definitely part of my conspiracy. If there is one or two that are owned by Black people, those might be the ones you guys are safe to use.
Okay. You're saying, look, if they're owned by white people, you can't trust them, period. There's no other explanation. And if they are owned by Black people, then maybe there's some consideration we can give them.
Maybe. Okay.
Maybe. And there's a hard M on that maybe. Hard M.
Hard.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about what you're saying, because that's not completely untrue. There's a fair amount of evidence that says that even the products, the ethnic hair care stuff that you often find in your Walgreens locked up under heavy lock and key for some reason, because they're worried niggas are going to run in and steal hair grease and rough and slick hair that we couldn't afford, is often owned by some larger white conglomerate, i.e. Dark and Lovely and Optimum Care, both of which are Black hair care products, are actually owned by L'Oreal, which couldn't be whiter. as I understand it.
Yes.
Exactly. Now, to your original question, or rather your original conspiracy theory of the fact that, or suggestion that white people invented relaxers, I am in the unfortunate position to tell you that you are not correct on that one. Relaxers were actually invented by a dude named Garrett Morgan. Garrett Morgan, you may actually know, he's a notable name in Black history because he is not only the major inventor of relaxers, but he is also credited as the inventor of the smoke hood, which is the predecessor for the gas mask. And he is also the inventor of the stoplight. So this motherfucker was all over the place with his
invention. Well, this guy. So he was working on a stoplight. Are you serious? The stoplights that we're using right now for cars.
He invented and
he took a break and he was like, you know what? Let's relax Black woman hair. That's what?
Well, this is where it gets even crazier because I agree with you. There's no part of me that wants to put my faith in a man who invented the stoplight to then work on Black hair care products. That's not usually how I approach my hair care products. It's like, I bet that dude who knew to put the red above the yellow is somebody I should trust with all of my shit on my yes. head. Now, here's where it gets interesting, because he invented relaxers, or rather the serum, as it were, for relaxers, but he didn't mean to. It was actually a complete accident. He was making a lubricant for sewing needles in a sewing machine. Like a new special lubricant that was helping to make the needles move smoother mm-hmm. and faster. And mm-hmm. the product, the sort of like chemical he created, he then spilled on his arm and,
yeah,
and right. saw on his arm hair.
You believe
yes,
that?
So it lands on his arm hair. And then he notices that his arm hair gets silky smooth out of nowhere. This little chemical makes his arm hair silky smooth. And he goes, that's something. That's pretty cool. And then this is where this motherfucker turns into a real sicko, because he takes that product and then he says, I want to see if this actually works in, you know, a grander scale. And so he starts experimenting on his neighbor's dog with the chemical. He takes his neighbor's dog and he starts dipping the dog in. He starts dipping the dog. Head first in the
but
chemical.
What dog is this? Is this like a golden retriever? Because that's already a white, like, that dog has straight hair. Or is it like
apparently, and I'm cautious to say it the way that I plan to say it, but this is also the choice I made. Apparently, it was a real nappy-headed dog. He found a real nappy-headed neighbor's dog, and he started dipping the dog, and he noticed that that dog came out with gorgeous silk locks that previously did not exist. And then he started to experiment on himself. He started putting the products in his own hair and smoothing his own hair, straightening his own hair. And then he started marketing it to the rest of the world.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
So this guy is Black. That's what
yes, Gary Morgan.
In
very Black.
In 1800, right? Or whatever.
When it was the early 1900s.
Okay. Show me, can you show me your hands real quick?
My hand?
Yeah. No, I want to see the forearm.
What does my forearm look like? Oh, you're trying to see if I have hair to be able to do the experiment.
That's what I'm saying. I don't believe this guy just dropped some lubricant on his arm, because, like, you know, Black men that are not known to have very hairy arms, and then he noticed that, you know, there goes my conspiracy. I think this guy was jerking off with this new loop he invented.
Oh, you don't think it landed on his arm?
No.
You think it hit his pubic region from him being like, man, this lubricant is so smooth. It's better than lotion. I'm gonna beat my meat with this sewing machine lubricant and see what happens.
That's my theory.
Wow. If true, you have ruined Garrett Morgan for every young person that was gonna write a special, you know, book report on Garrett Morgan and what he did for Black history. Now they have to include that Garrett Morgan was beating his meat and accidentally discovered how to straighten pubic hair and then decided, yeah, this is better than for pubic hair. I'll do it to my scalp hair as well. Wow.
I think we cracked it.
So Garrett Morgan invented this thing. But to your original conspiracy, and I have not jumped off board, even though I'm now a relatively firm believer that Garrett Morgan, a black man, invented it. You haven't lost me in the argument that maybe there is a fair argument that although white people did not necessarily invent relaxers, they did find endless ways to capitalize on the invention, right? That like, although it was made by a black man, it was usurped and made evil by white people and the white powers that be.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about relaxers?
I have a daughter. I would never put that shit in her hair. But I also understand that we generationally come from a history where it made a lot of sense in terms of the way that people sort of saw themselves, the way that they were being asked to see themselves. So I think it's an unfair thing on my end to be like judgmental of anybody that felt the need to do that.
Correct. But
I wouldn't volunteer mm-hmm. it for anybody that I love or care about because mm-hmm. goddamn, that shit's, you know, not good for you.
Mm-hmm. No, I 100% agree with what you're saying.
So I think, and to be clear for any of our listeners who are sort of curious as to why they might be bad for you, there's a shit ton of arguments that you can find for what relaxers can do. And they say, according to some research at least, relaxers can cause life-threatening ailments such as reproductive problems, heart mm-hmm. disease, different forms of cancer, early yep. puberty, fibroids, and mental health disorders.
That shit is evil. See, mental health issue. That goes back to my conspiracy.
Yeah, it goes back to your suggestion of brainwashing or at least a type of like yes. mind control that would happen mm-hmm. if you take this a certain amount of the relaxers or take them in a certain form, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even more interesting, relaxers have been found to disrupt the chemical balance of our bodies by entering our system via cuts and burns. Now, why is burns specifically interesting? Because relaxers often
burn.
It literally,
burn.
Like when you
That's
apply it.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's the reason. Yeah, exactly.
I'm telling her it burns. And she said, it's okay, it's supposed to. And I'm like, I don't think so. My head is on fire. You know, maybe if I didn't use relaxers, I could be a lawyer or a doctor and not a comedian. You know what I mean?
Whoa. Yeah. No, I do know what you mean. And what a heartbreaking revelation for you to find this afternoon. You're like, man, I could have been anything I wanted, but I wanted to relax my hair. And now I got to tell jokes to strangers and bars and shit.
Oh my God. And my hair is not even straight anymore.
One of the things that it got me asking all of this information is what is in relaxers that could cause so many terrible things to happen to the human body? And one of the main chemicals that they say, the one that they say is most harmful in relaxers, or certainly most dangerous in relaxers, is a chemical called sodium hydroxide, or as it's most commonly known in the streets, lye. Are you familiar with lye at all?
No, not at all. You know, for that, I would have to be smart, but we established that I never got there because I
sure.
used relaxers.
And what a shame, because we all need to learn about lye. It's truly, how can you function in the world without knowing what the fuck lye does? I don't mean any of this, but lye is a product, a chemical that is most commonly used for soap making, candle making, homemade biodiesel, frosting glass, and for chemistry experiments. This is one of the main chemicals that's existing in a relaxer, and it also is something people are using to make biodiesels.
But also soap.
Yeah, which isn't super encouraging either, right? That like a lot of our sort of, everyday products include chemicals that come with some level of caution, if nothing else.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
So here's where lye gets even more interesting, is that lye when it makes direct contact with human skin, can cause extreme burns, much like what you're experiencing, or you experienced rather, when you were on your great Parisian adventure. It can also lead to blindness and death if consumed. And lye is in fact so powerful that when combined with extreme heat, it can be used to completely dissolve a human body within 3 hours.
So actually, your question about me, if I was worried that I will ever grow hair again, it was a legit question. Maybe that was a possibility. It could have burned me so deep that I could have been bald for the rest of my life.
That's right. And I think that's why I was asking the question. And maybe you needed a little more information to sort of make sense of it all.
Yes.
But legitimately, there is a possibility that through these chemicals, you can burn your flesh so badly that it salts the earth, that there is no more growth able to happen from those spots.
It's kind of interesting. Now, you know how I love mob movies, right? And
yeah.
They're always trying to make a body disappear. They just put it into like a bath of relaxers.
Yeah, exactly. You just dip a man in a big old tub of dark and lovely, and you wait a couple of hours and he'll disappear, and he'll be gorgeous when he does.
Like a torture device.
Yeah.
You know, just tell me where the money is now. Just put the relaxer.
It truly is a jarring thing to be putting in someone's head, specifically in the head of a child or a young person, given the fact that your brain and body are already sort of in a developmental state. They're already figuring themselves out. And then suddenly you add chemicals to them that potentially can be changing the way that their chemistry naturally would develop.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Okay. So the other, and this is the other product that I'll tell you about, or rather chemical that I'll tell you about, that exists inside of these relaxers, a chemical called succinic acid. I don't know. I'm not French. But the succinic acid found in relaxers is explicitly said to be kept away from skin, eyes, and even clothing. A company called BioAmber, this is a company that manufactures renewable chemicals, states in their website that succinic acid may be harmful if absorbed through the skin. This is a chemical they're literally putting inside a product that goes directly onto your scalp. And instead, they're being like, I wouldn't put that on anybody's skin. And we make the chemical.
Oh, wow. Yeah. See, it's getting darker and darker.
Yeah, no, it's not. This is always a difficult revelation for my guests, but it never turns out better when we get into the research. You know what I mean? You never read more. You're like, turns out relaxers actually contain a shit ton of vitamin D. It's better than Sunny Delight.
Is there one good thing about them? Is there a vitamin in it? Is there something nice?
I think the good thing is perhaps the confidence you could feel afterwards. If that's the look you're going for, you could look like the lady on the box. You know, she's always swinging her hair and looking real sensual back at whoever's buying the product. And I'll be honest, I've always wanted to make love to one of the ladies on the Dark and Lovely box. And so maybe you could feel like the Dark and Lovely lady. But other than that, no, you're burning your brain and your scalp.
My hair never turned out like that lady on the box. Never.
I'm so sorry that happened to you. It did turn out. It sounds like a little bit of a Joe Pesci. you had a Joe Pesci thing going on, and maybe that's okay. Maybe that's pretty cool too.
I went back to that salon and I was crying to that lady.
Oh my God. Was she sympathetic? Did she say?
He had a client there in a chair and I made a scene. I was like, you burned my hair. I'm bald. Look at this. And I started ripping hair of my head.
Whoa.
That was the scene.
So and you were willing to sacrifice more hair from your already dwindling scalp. All
to worry, it's not a big deal. And she gave me like a product for free. By the way, I paid for it. I paid her loads of money.
Yeah.
She never gave me back the money.
Of course not. No.
No.
But you did. What was the product? Was it more relaxer?
No, it was some some gel, you know, something like moisturizing that obviously didn't keep my, you know, hair on my head. But that was the promise she gave.
I got you that it was going to help to keep the hair from.
It did not. Obviously, it's totally.
Wow. Well, you remember the lady's name? Should we shout her out one time? Send people to her wonderful salon for more of her impressive work?
People, if you're ever in Europe, don't get your hair done in Europe. Just don't. Just wait till you're in America. Don't do it in Europe.
Don't do it. If you're going to France, just go the way you are. Don't.
Exactly.
Don't try to impress all these French people with your new hair, because sisters and brothers, it ain't going to work. It's going to turn into something you didn't plan for. All right, we're going to take one more break. We'll be back with more Bianca Cristoval and more My Mama Told Me.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
And we are back.
People who were in slavery wish that they had curbside service at Applebee's.
Yeah, we're back here with more Bianca Cristoval, more My Mama Told Me. We're still talking about the possibility that you're frying your brains, ladies and gentlemen. You are melting your insides when you put these products in your hair, and specifically the white man is the one that wants you to do this. Now, here's where the research for me becomes especially interesting, because I asked you a few times, what do you think the white man's goal is in sort of like creating these products and asking Black people to relax their hair? And one of the things that it reminded me of is the sort of rich history this country has of forcing Black people to wear their hair not naturally in public spaces in order to be presentable, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%.
There is a shit ton of examples of historically, and we've talked about a few of them on the podcast already, of people being forced to either cut their hair or treat their hair with products in order to sort of be made more presentable for workspaces and school spaces based on sort of white administrations and overseers.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a real problem. And they, you know, what's so funny? They do it even to themselves. I have friends, white friends who have curly hair. And they tell me, like, if when my hair is curly, I have less men approaching me. Mm. Whereas my hair is straight, more men come up to me. That happens to even like white women. It's not, you know, it's bizarre. It's a bizarre thing.
Yeah. I mean, some of it feels like it can be chalked up to socialization, right? That like you socialize enough and are sort of like given these images of what is attractive over and over again.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
And then those images become permanent in a person's brain, whether intentional or unintentional. Mm-hmm. And so that part, I can sort of make sense of for the white people, but I think for the black people, I especially think about like these stories of like children who were sent home, or I don't know if you ever saw it, but there was that video of like that kid who was on the wrestling team and was forced to literally cut his dreads before a wrestling match and had a bunch of white people cutting his dreads before.
No, I did not see that. That's just fucking...
Yeah, no, it's a heartbreaking image to sort of take in, but they're literally surrounding him, cutting his dreads off before a wrestling match because the ref decided that his hair wasn't legal for the match, as if it had somehow allowed him an advantage that this husky white boy he was about to flip on his back had. You know what I mean?
Horrific. Horrific. It is. Yeah, it, obviously, like the black hair has always been like a conversation debate and the relaxers are part of it, I suppose.
Yes, I think even more devastating. One of the things that I started to think about is like the new laws that are truly just coming into place now. I think it was like earlier this year for the first time that Congress had even been able to introduce a potential law that says it's illegal to tell Black people or people of color that they have to change their hair in order to participate in workplaces.
Yeah. I mean, and it, you know, it's so interesting because like, you know, you see, it was very interesting for me to see even Michelle Obama never with her hair, you know, natural, like never, not once.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that is in a way, you know, that's an interesting observation, you know. I'm not saying she's wrong for it. I just think it's interesting that we've never seen it.
Well, no, I think to that point, it's what makes these conversations so complicated, right? Is like you find yourself in a position where the world is expecting you to look a certain way. And then we as Black people, as people taking in these people in positions of power go, well, why won't you represent us the way we need to be represented? And it becomes this weird infighting rather than sort of recognizing that the real danger is a group of people suggesting that the way that we were in the first place was not satisfactory, that it didn't work as we would like it to work.
Yeah. I mean, with that said, you know, bottom line is that if you have any type of power or attention in media and you do represent in a natural way, it does inspire little girl. So remember my story about Beyonce. I wanted to look like Beyonce. Now, Beyonce, I think, is arguably extremely a positive, you know, influence, you know, for young girls, or, you know, back in the day was. But who else inspired me to actually turn the natural, to go natural journey was Kelly's. Remember when she came out with my milkshake? So she had natural hair. And so it was like one of the first people I saw rocking her natural hair. I was like, that can be me. And then, you know, I gave up the relaxers and I became who I am right now.
And I think to that point, it's part of the reason why representation is such a hearty conversation, right? Is that it's not just about needing to see an equal number of Black people to white people, whatever, but it's saying that like, if we can show the actual diversity of what Black people look like, I can make more conscientious decisions about what I should look like and what I should be doing with my own body. That it maybe Beyonce is not for all of us, and some of us need to go the route of Khalees or the route of fucking Viola Davis or whoever to help us see ourselves out in the world.
I love it, and signed.
Hell yeah. Well, we've got two signatures so far. And if anybody else wants to sign, I don't know anybody else. So this is it. We're gonna send a petition of two signatures to the government and say, please stop making relaxers. And they'll say, what? And probably have us murdered by the CIA. That's, you know.
With relaxers. They'll have us murdered with relaxers.
Sure. They're going to dip us in relaxer, much like that puppy that Garrett Morgan dipped in the relaxer. And I have to say, there's no evidence. I couldn't find any research that said how long that dog lived after Garrett Morgan did that to him. But I got to assume he didn't break any records. You know what I mean? This wasn't a dog that made it to like 22.
I thought you're going to say there is no evidence that he actually harmed this dog. I thought that's what you're going to say.
Oh, no, I've been very clear. What? He harmed the fuck out of that dog.
And then he wrote about it himself. That's how we know.
Who knows? I don't know if he wrote about it. Yeah, I'm sure the neighbor wrote about it.
Yeah. Like, this black guy is torturing my dog.
He's like, my dog keeps going missing and coming back sexier than before. My dog goes away and then my dog comes back and I really want to fuck my dog. And I don't know why, but I think that Garrett Morgan has something to do with it. Well, Bianca, I think we did it. I think this was a lovely conversation. I had a great time with you. Could you tell the people at home what you have going on, any cool things and where they can find you?
Well, you can find me on Instagram at Bianca Cristobal. I perform quite a bit around Los Angeles. I'm going to be at the Comedy Store this weekend. I don't know when this episode gets released, but I post about it in my stories. So follow me and come and see me live. I cannot speak anymore.
Hell yeah. So follow Bianca, see her live, do the thing. Don't threaten her with any relaxers. She's been through enough. And as always, you can follow me at Langston Kerman on all platforms. And please, if you have conspiracy theories of your own, if you have drops, if you have any opinions you would love to send us, you can send them to mymamapod@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. Otherwise, that's it. Bye, bitch.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I gotta change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get in
zone. What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone. Get in zone, AutoZone. Restrictions apply.